Amnesty International says refugees and asylum seekers are being kidnapped in Sudan and held for ransom in Egypt's Sinai Desert. Most of those abducted are Eritrean, and many have been beaten, raped, or killed. The human rights group says the kidnappings have taken place over the last 2 years in eastern Sudan, in and around the Shagarab refugee camps, and along Sudan's borders with Eritrea and Ethiopia. Claire Beston, Amnesty's Eritrea researcher, has been gathering testimony on the human trafficking.
The kidnappings usually take place by groups of men who are often armed, according to reports of victims and witnesses. And people have been kidnapped in a range of situations, traveling between the camps, traveling to the local town, going or coming back from church, are some of the locations in which kidnappings are reported to have happened.
There's evidence indicating who the kidnappers are.
Previous victims and witnesses frequently report that members of the Rashida tribe, the local tribe, are involved in the kidnappings, but there are also a number of allegations of other actors being involved, which include frequent reports of the involvement of corrupt members of the Sudanese security forces.
The vast majority of the kidnapped victims are Eritrean, but there are also some Ethiopians and Sudanese.
Former victims have reported that they are sold between different groups on the route to Egypt. In Sudan, they're sold between different Rashida groups, according to the testimonies that we've received. And then usually when they get into Egypt or at the Egyptian border, they're sold on to Bedouin criminal gangs.
Once in the Sinai, the victims are forced to call family or friends with ransom demands. The kidnappers usually demand between $30,000 and $40,000. Beston says the kidnapped victims are abused while in the Sinai.
They're subjected to a range of really brutal treatment and violence, including rape and sexual violence against men and women, beatings, burning with hot metal and plastic. Electric shocks are used against victims, having gasoline poured on parts of the body and then set alight. Also, whilst held captive in the Sinai, victims are deprived of food and water and sanitation and the ability to wash and go to the toilet regularly.
The Amnesty International researcher says ransom has been paid in a large number of cases. But there are also cases of people being killed when their families could not afford to pay. It's unclear just how many people have been kidnapped. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says in 2012, its office in eastern Sudan received 30 to 50 reports a month. However, this figure only represents those who managed to avoid capture. Meanwhile, a leading Eritrean activist says she's spoken to over 2,000 kidnapped victims. Amnesty wants the Sudanese and Egyptian governments to act.
What we as Amnesty International are calling for is that those governments take urgent steps to end the kidnapping in eastern Sudan, including putting significantly improved security measures in place in the refugee camps in eastern Sudan, and for the Sudanese authorities to investigate the allegations of involvement of members of the Sudanese security services, and where relevant and appropriate, to bring people to justice.
It calls on the Egyptian government to urgently investigate reports of people currently held captive in the Sinai. Many of those who are eventually released are helped by Israeli humanitarian agencies. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.